Welcome to The Principal Entrepreneur with your host, Jonathan Royce. Hi there, everybody. This is episode 4 of The Principal Entrepreneur. Today, we are going to talk about 3 embarrassingly simple tips to increase staff trust. This is the 2016-2017 school year, and as the new building leader, one of the first things I knew I had to do was to build trust. The staff has gone through 3 different leaders in the last three or four years that the program has been running. Gaining their trust helps to create a safe and orderly environment for learning, something that ripples through our school culture and helps support our students both academically and socially. The first tip is to ask for help. As a new principal, one of the first things that I did was to do just that, ask for assistance. I was looking to create a schedule that accommodated the needs of the staff while still providing building level support for students. By asking for help and making a daily schedule, I was able to start to develop that trust by clearly showing that I was taking the staff's needs into consideration. Asking for help demonstrates vulnerability and makes it clear that you don't believe that you have all the answers. Tip number 2, just as simple, offer to help. Simply asking, how can I help, shows empathy. It demonstrates that you understand the stress and the time constraints that your teachers are under. I have a special education teacher who is swamped with getting ready for IEPs and student follow-up. The previous week, I asked if there was anything I could do to help support her. At that time, she said that she had everything under control. The next week, while I was walking down the hall to do a pre-observation for another teacher, she asked for some assistance in putting her lesson plans online. By offering to help and then following through, I showed I was reliable and true to my word. Two things that help to build your credibility as a school leader. The third tip is to give thanks. Offering a staff member a sincere acknowledgement of what they've contributed shows them that you see the hard work that they've been putting in and you aren't taking it for granted. I have a teacher leader who is constantly going above and beyond what her contract states, and I make sure that I show her that I'm thankful for the work that she's putting in. She hosts staff get-togethers, facilitates small learning communities, and provides support in numerous other areas throughout the building, both big and small. I give her thanks during our staff meetings. This public thanks creates a culture of openness, support, and trust. These 3 simple tips, embarrassingly simple, asking for help, offering help, and giving thanks, are 3 tips that you can do on a daily basis to help build and increase staff trust. Take a minute. After you're done listening to this, go to the website, The Principal Entrepreneur. Leave a comment on the blogs. You can also, if you would, take a couple minutes and give me a rating on iTunes. Let me know what you think of the episode. I cannot get better if I do not get feedback. Thanks for taking the time, and we'll see you or hear you, or you'll hear me on The Principal Entrepreneur.